the Bible, all my steps enlighten. Teach me the danger of the ground below. That lamp of safety o'er the gloom shall brighten. That light alone the path of peace can show.
The Madisonville Church of Christ, located at 1035 North Main Street, Madisonville, Kentucky, invites you to join them for another edition of What Does the Bible Say? A program of biblical questions and answers presented each week at this time. And now, your host and preacher for the Madisonville Church of Christ, Russell Klein.
Hello there. My name is Russell Klein, and this is What Does the Bible Say? Welcome to our broadcast. We're very glad to have each of you here with us in our listening audience, and I hope that you will enjoy the time that you spend here with us as we seek out answers to your questions from God's holy word. Before I get into the question that I'm going to address today, I want to take advantage of this opportunity to encourage you to send in your questions about the Bible. Whatever questions you may have about the Bible or about religious matters in general are most welcome, and I hope that you'll take the time to write yours down and mail them to us here at What Does the Bible Say? In care of the Madisonville Church of Christ, which is located at 1035 North Main Street, in Madisonville, Kentucky. Sorry about that. Our zip code is 42431. If you would like to call us up and leave a message with your questions, you can do that by calling us at area code 270-821-3544. Now, whether you write or call, it makes no difference to me. I just look forward to hearing from you, and I look forward to having an opportunity to address whatever questions you have right here on What Does the Bible Say? And also, before I forget to do it, I want to tell you about an important event that is coming up very soon at the Madisonville Church of Christ. I'm talking, of course, about our annual Vacation Bible School. It's going to take place from June 23rd to June 27th at the Madisonville Church of Christ. We will start each evening at 6 p.m. and finish up at 8 p.m. We are going to have classes for every age group, and the theme of our VBS is going to be Stories of the Exodus. And we will be covering things like the birth of Moses, the Lord speaking to Moses from the burning bush, the 10 plagues, crossing the Red Sea, and the 10 commandments. I hope that you and your family will want to come and be with us at our annual Vacation Bible School. If you have any questions, if you need a ride to VBS, give us a call at area code 270-821-3544, and we will see what we can do to help you. We want everyone to be able to benefit from this great event. Our teachers put an awful lot of work into the preparations that they make for their lessons. And I know that I'm putting a lot of preparation into the lessons that I'm going to present to the adults during Vacation Bible School. I hope that you will be there and that you won't want to miss out. All right. Now, today's question deals with the sin of lying. And I have to say that lying is one of the most prevalent sins committed by people in general in the 21st century. As advanced as we are, as technologically savvy as we have become, it has actually become easier to put fake news out into the world. And it has become much easier for people to lie and to do so convincingly. But lying is a sin. It always has been, And God is not going to change his mind about it. So, the question about lying is this. Is there ever any justification for lying? Now, in order to answer that question, let me ask another question. Why do people typically lie? You know, it seems to me that there are at least three major reasons why people lie. And the first one, the one that people think of usually first, is, well, to get out of trouble. Sometimes people will lie to the authorities, or they will lie to their parents because they know that they're in trouble and they're trying to figure some kind of a way out. And so they will tell some of the most ridiculous and the most elaborate lies in order to get themselves out of what they perceive as being a great deal of trouble. Then, it is also the case that many times people will lie in order to benefit themselves in some way, in order to gain some kind of an advantage. You know, this is why people sometimes lie on their tax forms. It's why people sometimes lie on their resumes and other things like that. People want other folks to think more highly of them, and so they will perpetrate some real whoppers when it comes to lying. And then this third one is one that intrigues me a bit. People will lie in order to try and spare someone else's feelings. Sometimes a woman may ask a man, "How do I look?" And sometimes that can seem like a loaded question to the man, especially if he is the spouse in that situation. And sometimes a person might become tempted to lie, you know, and say, "Oh, you look great," even if they don't actually think that they look great. Listen, there's a reason why honesty is the best policy, is an old saying familiar to everybody. Because it is. It is better to be truthful than to lie to anybody about anything. And, well, sometimes to spare other people's feelings, it might be best to apply another old adage, which holds, if you can't say something nice, then just don't say anything at all. I know that's a hard saying to receive. I know that this is a challenging principle. The Bible understands. The Bible recognizes that. In the book of James, James writes half of a chapter about the tongue, about how perilous the tongue is, how that even though our tongues are such small parts of our bodies, they can get our whole bodies into a great deal of trouble. So James cautions us to be very careful about what we say. Don't just blurt out the first thing that comes into your mind. Make sure you think things through before you open your mouth and say anything to anybody else. And make sure that whatever you say, that you speak the truth, and that you don't give in to the sin of lying. Now, some people may offer objections. A person might say, "What about Rahab? What about her actions? Wouldn't that justify lying, at least under certain extenuating circumstances?" If you're not familiar with the story of Rahab, I'm going to try and give it to you in the quickest form that I can. Rahab was a woman who lived in the city of Jericho. Back in the days when the Israelites were just beginning their conquest of the land of Canaan. Rahab, the Bible says, was a harlot by trade, but she was an honorable person. Now, the Israelites sent two men to the city of Jericho to check out the city, see what kind of defenses they had, see what the Israelites will be up against whenever they launch their invasion of Jericho. And the two spies, once they got into the city, it seems that they were found out, and the authorities were beginning to look for them, to arrest them, maybe even to kill them. They were on the run when they ran into Rahab. Rahab, when she figured out who they were, she said that she had heard about the great wonders that God had wrought in the land of Egypt, and knew that the city of Jericho would not be able to withstand the army of Israel as long as God was on their side. So she offered to strike a deal with these two men. She would help them to get out of the city safely if they would guarantee the safety of her and her family. They agreed, and she had an apartment of sorts that joined on to an upper section of the outer walls of Jericho. And there was an opening, a window of sorts, and she was able to let them down out of the city through its walls and let them get out safely that way. Now, there are those who say, well, what about when soldiers came looking for those men, and she said, I don't know where they are. Was she lying? Well, truthfully, we don't really know that there was a conversation such as that. And if there was, she didn't necessarily have to say, I don't know where they are. All she had to say was, they're not here. And indeed, they would not be there. She would be able to speak the truth, and there would not be any kind of a problem with that. See, we want to try to rationalize sin in our minds. We human beings have a tendency to try and make excuses for our own failings and our own frailties. We should not. We should instead openly admit that we are sinners and that we have sins that we need to repent of and that we need to be forgiven for. If we'll do that, well, then we will have taken the first steps toward the salvation of our eternal souls. If we won't admit to our sins, things like lying, well, then how can we ever expect to be forgiven for those things? Well, we're just about out of time, and I want to thank you for tuning in to this edition of What Does the Bible Say? I hope that you will tune in again next time for another edition of the program, and I hope that you and your family will come and visit us at the Madisonville Church of Christ. Of course, I want to see you at Vacation Bible School, but you're always invited to come to any of our regularly scheduled services on Sundays and Wednesdays. And I hope that I will get a chance to meet you one day, to talk to you, to study the Bible with you, because that's what we're all about at the Church of Christ. We're just trying to help people to understand the Bible and discern God's will for them. Now, may God bless you as you study His holy word.
Questions and comments to be answered on What Does the Bible Say? Should be sent to What Does the Bible Say? In care of the Madisonville Church of Christ, 1035 North Main Street, Madisonville, Kentucky, 42431. Or you may call the church directly at 821-3544. You are invited to attend the services of the Madisonville Church of Christ, Sunday morning Bible study at 9:30 a.m. with worship following at 10:30. Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7. We hope that this morning's program has been informative and uplifting to you. Tune in next week for more questions and answers on What Does the Bible Say?